Comedians, just as we have mouths, we have virtually everybody have at least one of them. Well, that is going to be the case today, because today we are going to have a very feisty, maybe insightful, but not downright controversial conversation right here on Hello Port Harcourt. Starting off with reactions from the comments from the governor, Nyesumwike. Yes, he is named and what many will call shamed, about 19 individuals. But that, as you would expect, has elicited a lot of comments. We'll be talking about those comments this morning from both in court and an individual who is involved in artisanal refining, and then some residents in Port Harcourt as well who have thrown their hat into the ring, joined the fray in this conversation. It is probably the most poignant conversation River State has had in over 15 years. It is literally a conversation about life and death. So, ladies and gentlemen, fasten your seatbelts this morning, because it is a rabbit hole we are delving into. My name is Jude. Welcome to Hello Port Harcourt.
Stimulating and insightful conversations. Hello Port Harcourt. 92.3 Nigeria United. Let's talk.
So jolly morning to you this morning. If you didn't get to listen to other news yesterday on 92.3 in the evening, and also on Wazobia as well, you probably did not catch one of the most intriguing interviews I think we've ever had on Nigeria Info, in fact in any other stations in a very long time. Getting, as we always try to do, first-hand reactions in and around River State. Now, you obviously know that Governor Wike mentioned some names yesterday, or 2 days ago, and said, oh, so-and-so and so have been finger-pointed as being artisanal refiners. Now, as you know, everybody at some point will have a right to defend his or herself if they were mentioned in that list. That's the way the law goes. You know, investigations will be carried out. Now, an artisanal crude refiner in River State says the ban on their activities will bring back militancy to the state. Now, he spoke anonymously to our correspondent, Martha O'Carry. And my question is this, all right? Will this fight, will this ban, will this reduction in the soot production vis-a-vis the activities of illegal refiners, will it, as it were, augur well or poorly for Rivers people? Would it make people, the youths, go back to militancy? Do you have that opinion? Or, as some people made mention yesterday night, right, it is going to be a case of people who are just being comfortable with doing the wrong things. You don't do a wrong thing to counter another wrong thing, aka two wrongs do not make a right. So where exactly do you stand in this very, very tumultuous conversation? We are literally at the threshold of something either great or disastrous in River State. The suit affects everybody. Those who are refining, those who are buying, those who are selling, even those who have no business with petrol products or whatever. Babies just born have nothing to do with it, but yet they are being affected. So, once again, if the government, the state government, the local government are able, some would say without the help of the federal government, are able to minimize, right, the activities of this artisanal refining, do you think it could give birth, or as it were, have an upsurge in militancy activities. Let's listen to the comment by one of these artisanal refiners.
Till 19 people declare wanted, the NS of us declared unwanted. So this one like this now, if you say one can stop bankers, if the black is there, one militant come up again. No, we can't get gone. Because this bank is all the two, they don't sustain our family. Nothing now do for us, nothing now do for us. Exactly, I get 4 children, and they pay school fees. I save a 2-bedroom flat, and let them go to school. I they carry the sustain and this bank business. So if you know say one stop the bank business, we can give us way to we know say yes, our mind will rest. Say, we'll do okay with that.
All right, so now, does he and those who share sentiments of the same nature, are they justified? Governor, government, you have not done anything for us, and so this is what we're going to use to sustain ourselves. I have children, 4 children. I have a 2-bedroom apartment. I'm trying to sustain my family. Right, now, he wants to do that. Every man will want to be able to provide for his family. However, is it every man's job or is it every man's passion to be a murderer? I did not flinch. I did not flinch. I said the word. Is it every man's passion to be a murderer? Because that is what these artisanal refiners are doing. They are murdering innocent people gradually. You see, because people are not dropping down like flies on a daily basis in River State and parts of and its environs, doesn't mean people are not dying slowly. A few days ago, someone mentioned, I think it was last week, someone mentioned that, look, these activities, everybody dies. They have been spilling out carbon monoxide into the atmosphere, talking about gas flaring for years, for decades in Nigeria. Have we died? Now, it would be very foolhardy of anybody to say, man, that person has a point. Once again, go online, do the research, go to parts of Amasoma, go to parts of Yeregua that have been exposed for extended periods of time to gas flaring, I beg your pardon, and you find out what life is like over there. Then you can make an assessment if at all people are dying slowly or not dying at all. But they need to provide for their families. Is there justification in, once again, spewing out products, killing people? First and foremost, the business is hinged on one of the fundamental laws that humanity has been guided by for eons, and that is, do not kill, do not steal. How many of you remember the Ten Commandments? Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's property. How many of you remember that? This does not sound like a religious nut, but these laws, interestingly, are one of the bedrock, if not the bedrock, of many a foundation all over the world. So, he's angry, he's thinking, and some are also of the opinion that that's where we are headed to, militancy, if we don't stop, if the government, that is, doesn't stop at attacking them.
If you come up food for 19 people, mad, now 1 million people, mad, you don't come up food be that. Because the way the country did, they say, every man, find what you go feed to carry survive. If these people begin to street, now we go suffer and we be the civilian and go suffer and nobody the government, we did go suffer.
If you now this thing stop, no way, then go suffer. You go affect my business. If you now punk the stop, no customer, no nothing.
I could remember when this thing starts new, they call my friend, they tell me, so boy, any make call finish, give out the food. Then the next thing will happen now. When you see River State, just they come like because of this both fire something. See me and say that I man. I know they tell you about how they carry. Then they carry this one. They pay you $1, maybe $1.5. If you go to them, you don't eat. This thing make millions of men, even women, they benefit on it.
So millions are benefiting from it, but we seem not to remember the millions, they themselves inclusive, who are suffering the very real effect of the activities of these individuals. Once again, this is Hello Port Harcourt. We are going to talk about River State today in a very, very interesting manner, because later on we will talk about the ban on Okada on motorcycle riders, maybe not too clear. We also have comments from, the best way to put it, commercial sex workers. A feisty Tuesday morning, it truly is. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. Get onto Facebook, facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH. Simple question for us this morning. Welcome to your conversation station. by 2.3. Good morning, please.
Yeah, you did do the mama, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
I must first and foremost thank you for this type of discussion. It shows that you really care about humanity. A plus to you. But I must tell you that this, I remember when we protested about Stop the Suit some times ago. I don't know if you remember. The likes of Kofi, the likes of AJ, Kenan Shaw, everybody, we all protested. That should be like almost 4 years ago or more. That thing has been on before the time, right? And at the end of the day, this guy started this thing long ago. If it were about having 4 children and 4 whatever, you want to take care of your family, you have bills to pay, they would have made money and diverted the money into legal venture. Jude, have you attended where any of these people, maybe as that guy that spoke now is, maybe he's doing his child dedication or whoever, then call his members to come? Jude, Obi Kubana, they learn work for spending of money. They just want to commit crime and do this whole thing and live big. So if you say it's because of survival, you have done this thing for close to 10 years, yes, you didn't divert to say, okay, let me leave this crime, launder this whole process I made, and go into meaningful development. No. So for me, all those ones are just threats. They should not even push the law-abiding ones so that we too don't take laws into our hands, because they stop you from killing people. Because, Jude, you should know that this propriety, the suit, is like smoking for 24 hours. It's like baby smoking. A 3-year-old baby smoking, 1-month-old baby smoking, 100-year-old people smoking, 24 hours. And they stop you, you have the infantry to tell us you want to go to militancy. Maybe when Okameni has come after you, what you going to do? Thank you very much.
Interesting. 92.3, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
EJ from Port Harcourt.
Welcome, EJ.
Yes, as a matter of fact, Jude, you know, it's really very disheartening when I hear comments from people on the radio lamenting over what the government has done, banning illegal refinery. It's disheartening because this is, to me, this person doesn't have conscience. Because look at the activities of this illegal refiners. It has caused a whole lot of havoc. A lot of lives have been lost. Because most of these products, basically all the products they refine, are substandard, ranging from the kerosene they cannot be used in the home effectively. They destroy cars to start with. So now that the governor has come up to do this thing, I think it's something that, you know, everybody should embrace and see as a welcome development. So this person coming up to cry, oh, the governor has removed food in our mouth. I mean, does he do the wrong thing, you know, to survive? Because I thought that what people are doing is wrong. You know, your activities are causing a lot of disaster, a lot of mayhem, and then, you know, and that means if they're allowed, from what they're saying now, if they're allowed, they can just keep going on and on, doing this wrong thing, and people are dying. So it doesn't make any sense. You mustn't do the wrong thing. You mustn't be surviving at the expense of other person's life. Think of other genuine businesses to do. You know, so I think it's a very much welcome development. These persons who have been engaged in these activities, it's right time for them to divert and think of what they need businesses to do, rather than them crying all over the place and the governor. The governor has done nothing wrong to them. Instead, I think the governor has done the right thing, has taken the right moves, the right step at the right direction to save lives and sanitize the environment. That's my take on the matter. Thank you
very much. 92.3, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, actually, you see, I get upset when I listen and hear certain comments. How can you allow people like that to come and, you know, say such things, contesting what the government is saying? That boy should be arrested. Those people making those comments in their favor or trying to buttress the fact that illegality wants to be illegal, they should be arrested and dealt with. That's the only way we can get out of this problem we are in this country. There shouldn't be compromise when it comes to certain things. You understand me? It's very, very important. We should start clearing the air with people like this. It's very, very wrong. People are dying. And they're saying they should give you the chance, the opportunity, the legality to do illegal things. No. It's not accepted. Anywhere in the world, in any civilized society, it's not accepted. My friend, as I'm talking to you, this is my 10th year. I've been trying to survive and struggle. That doesn't make me to go and
involve myself in any illegality. For God's sake. There are people suffering in this country, but they don't go into illegality. That's how you make great nations.
That's how you make great nations. You don't go into illegality. Fascinating. 93.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Good morning, my brother.
Good morning. Welcome.
Objective. I'm calling from back.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Go on, please.
Your conversation is an interesting one. People, anybody giving excuses that even they stop the whole fire pumping that they will go into criminality. I think it is not enough reason for anybody. If you are not, if the criminal attitude is not in you, nothing can push you going into it. We have several people that are used to more than those people that are into that bunker activity, but they have not gone into anything legality. It is only when you face difficult situation that you even find solutions to things. You know what to better your life. Get in your way. I think I blame the federal government. For instance, the case of Kresin. My brother in the studio, go and check all the filling stations in River State, whether you can see Kresin, the original Kresin in the filling station, knowing that that product is the commonest product that the common has used. It is Kresin. I have looked for the original, I have not seen. So I patronize the whole fire. But what I'm saying is that what I do not take part should not kill us. If they want to go back into criminality, that's kidnapping. Kidnapping doesn't kill everybody. It doesn't kill one person. It doesn't kill people that are not, you know, they have the caliber of person. But this activity is killing everybody.
Isn't
killing them more. The communities are dying. And people, so, if they want to go back, the government should come after them. But in doing that, they should provide for them. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. But let me say this, because I think yesterday evening I also overheard someone make a statement like that, that yes, that it's okay for them to stop, all right, if they want to go into armed robbery and kidnapping. It's not everybody they can kidnap, it's not everybody they can kill, and then that way not everybody would die. But you see, there is a big flaw in that. Let me cast your mind, please indulge me, let me cast your mind to Port Harcourt, back to River State, back in the year 2002 2003, when we had a lot of, in quotes, militant activities reigning rife in this particular town. I was once on Waja Bridge, where you have the new bridge and everything. I was once on Waja Bridge going to what's that place called, Garrison, in the evening. I can't forget this was about 6:30 p.m. in the evening. Then the road was very narrow. Those of you who don't know Port Harcourt will probably not know this story. Then at about 6:35, we had loud gunfire, the kind of gunfire that literally would shake the ground. It turns out that militants came there and started to spray bullets randomly at people. Now, fortunately, the military came and then chased these individuals away. This was Port Harcourt back then. This is not a joke. Now, not everybody was inhaling bullets and maybe dying, but guess what? Businesses started to leave River State that period. Till today, there are some multinational companies that ought to be in this city but are no longer in this city because of incidents like that. There are hotels. The Port Harcourt Airport Hotel is dead, moribund, as we speak right now. Now, I am not saying it's insecurity alone that led to the failure of that particular company. Maybe mismanagement or whatever. But there are several hotels like that, small, that you probably don't even know about, that are moribund because they couldn't keep up. Nigeria 99, when the country hosted the, in quote, Junior World Cup, saw an influx of people into River State. The government gave building money contracts everywhere so that people can, as it were, you know, make the place beautiful. Can we host a world tournament now in River State? So you see, even the economy is dying. The economy is dying. Everybody's dying.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Harcourt. Hackett. Every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Welcome back to the show. This is Nigeria Info.
So the suit that's been ravaging Port Harcourt for over 1 year in particular, in this consistency, it's been happening before 5-6 years ago, but in the past 1 year, it's never been this consistent. Air quality index is getting up to 200. Christmas Day was the worst day of last year. Worst, absolutely worst day of last year. Now, people have calmed down with upper respiratory tract conditions and ailments. Doctors, nurses are getting to see more and more people. And to make this even more interesting, there is no cure for it. Let me say this very carefully. There is no cure for what could happen if people continuously breathe in particulate matter 2.5. There is no cure. So even those artisanal refiners who claim that they are doing this for their children so that they would not, as it were, carry arms and start to attack people on the street, you are going to face something that even the money that you have probably will not be able to cure. The best thing is to stop so that the body can flush out all the chemicals that have got into people's bodies. But unfortunately, that is not happening. So, once again, River State is faced with a quagmire. Like I said, we are on the precipice of something either great, truly great, or truly disastrous. If the government, local and state, are successful in bringing this artisanal refining to its barest minimum, do you agree that it's going to lead to more vices, aka militancy? Well, at least that's what some people have in their minds. Take a listen.
Till 19 people declare wanted. The NS of us declared unwanted. So this one like this now, if you say one can stop bunkers, if you say one militant come up again, we will carry gun. Because this bunker hold the two, they don't sustain our family. Waiting now do for us, nothing now do for us. Exactly, I get 4 children and they pay school fees. And they save a 2-bedroom flat and let them go to school. How they carry the sustain and this bunker business. So if you know say one stop the bunker business, making give us weight, we will not say yes. Our mind will rest. We will not say we will do okay with them.
Well, he's a concerned father. He has 4 children. He really would like to have his children be sent to good schools, eat, and all of that. Let's hear him.
Somebody who has served in the ministry, after his or her service, they don't pay pension. The person is living with agony, trying to see a commodity of 100 naira to meet up his or her life going. Police station, no kerosene, if it is there, it is just for selected people. How do you think the ban on coal fire can totally be eliminated? So nobody can eliminate corruption by combat.
Nobody can eliminate corruption that way. So, if it does stop, right, are you saying that we cannot get something else to do? Welcome to your conversation station. Nigeria 3, hello Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Good morning.
Welcome.
This is Baba for the masses. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Thank you for calling, please. Go on, please.
Well, let me quickly respond based on the statement of the two last people that spoke. Well, for me, they are getting it wrong. They are getting it wrong. There is nothing any person can tell me to build one of the one of the place they refine all this rubbish. It's not less than 3 million naira, 4 million naira. And since he cannot use 3 million naira, 2 million naira to do business, the only business you know that you can succeed is only a coal fire. There's no person that has monopoly of violence. This is to tell us that almost 50 to 70% of people doing coal fire are kidnappers. Is that what they are telling us? That they are kidnappers. You will use 500,000, 600,000 to buy 1 AK-47. But you cannot use it to set business for yourself. As the Nigerian press are interviewing them, bringing them to the public to speak rubbish on the air, and people are listening. You use 500,000 to buy 1 AK-47, you cannot use it to set business. But people from Ebonyi State, people from Enugu State, are in the street hustling with 10,000 naira, with 5,000 naira. The government of the day has created an enabling environment here and here. giving people good roads to farm in their land, to do agriculture in their land. As a river son, as an equivalent son, he cannot tell me that I don't have one or two plots of land to do farm. He cannot set up a bed farm that he can start with 50 beds or 100 beds. The only thing he can do is to do poor fire. And when they stop him from doing poor fire, then he will go back to the creek. The time will come when everybody will go to that creek.
Mm. Interesting. Manager number three. Hello, Potako. Good morning. Oh, dear. All right. Messages now. Larry Abel on Facebook says, no right-thinking individual will engage in oil bunkering, illegal oil bunkering. To me, it's uncouth to say an inhumane activity. I equate it to blood ritualists. However, Brazil hosted the World Cup with more crime than Nigeria and River State. But it can't be sure that River State can host a World Cup. The problem is infrastructure. There is no justification at all in killing yourself and others by indulging in illegal ventures simply because you want to provide for your family. There are so many legitimate businesses. They should use the money they have been making all this while to get into legit businesses. Soot poses a lot of health hazard towards humans and animals and even the ecosystem. All right. 90.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, Jude, I want to share this information with you, eh? I think those people, they declare wanted. Those people, let them notice, the government should notice that those people are buyers.
Mm.
Those people are people that buy and sell in Port Harcourt here. We're talking about the people that cook in the river.
Mm.
That's where you're supposed to go. Because if you stop these people here from buying, then those people at the river are still cooking. And they divert it through, they send to Akwa Ibom, send to other places from there. And the suit is still there. So that's what the government should do.
Okay, oi. That's an interesting view to it as well. Number three. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Susie. I'm calling from Arema Community.
Good morning.
Yeah, boss. You see, me and this argument, to, you know, but I just want to tell you that one factor that is so determinant to
Oh dear. Please, could you call back with another line on the number? 93, good morning.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning, please.
Yes, my name is Jigisho from Monte Road.
All right, please, could you speak into your phone? We can barely hear you, please.
Me?
Yes, okay, go on, please.
Okay, my name is Jigisho from Monte Road.
Welcome.
You see, I always say that our people here used to support illegality. Our people here, now, we are. Like in your session last year, some doctors are saying this thing affects the manhood. This thing affects different, very different health conditions. Now, people are saying, I want to use the same as your children in school. Other people's children should die for their own selfishness. Other people's children should die in different health conditions because what their children in school. They are staying in 4-bedroom flat or 2-bedroom flat. That don't cover it. So. Now, Papa for the money said that the total this tax is at least 3 million naira. Jude, if you have 3 million naira, you can't use to start a better business than to go and start a business that will put other people's lives into danger. And you come and tell me that if they stop it, they'll go back to militancy. That you go, they will bomb them. That you go back to the militancy. Can they give them amnesty and they're paying them? You they are from major debtor. How much are they paying you? You go to school. How much are they paying you? I'm from Niger Delta. How much are they paying me? That they are paying these people, and now you are going back to this is to go and destroy this to affect other people's life. And you are telling me that if they stop it, that this government is saying he's taking 1,500. So just imagine how people support this anything wrong thing. As well, they'll come and tell you that if it's in the north, they will not stop them. So tell you old women, Jude, what about my wife? You see, old women. Old man of Jesus is 40 years, he's carrying 50 liters in the car. Because of this bad thing that they're doing,
they're
seeing up in there that old man will be carrying such jerrycan.
Wow.
And you know, so my brother, the government should bring a solution on how to do this thing. But this illegal, these boys are saying that if they stop this, they go back to the creek. All of us go to the creek. This time, all of us will go to the kidnap my brother or my sister. I'll kidnap your mother.
Ah, All right, Ibi. So once again, I know people can get emotive, but we should be very careful with our utterances. The idea is to pose constructive criticism and also solutions to the problems that are bedeviling us as a nation and indeed as a region. My name is Jude. If you're just joining us, this is Hello Port Harcourt, conversation station here at 92.3, and we are talking about the ban, the attack that the government has said it wants to drive at artisanal refiners and refining, because the air, the environment in River State has been polluted for long enough. Now, whether you are in support or not, we want to find out what exactly you think would happen if artisanal refining was to come down to its bare minimum. It probably even stopped in totality. My 3 Nigeria Info, let's get back to the phone lines. Good morning, please.
Good morning, please.
Good morning.
First of all, I want to ask this question. How do we begin that criminals could boldly come to threaten government of the day, that he will go back to where he say it with boldness? There's something I've just observed here is this. When you start a thing, you don't know how that thing will end. Like Nigerian politicians were busy pumping weapons into the country in the name of selfish leadership that doesn't mean anything to Nigeria. Today is affecting us. Somebody is coming to air it very well just because you have a gun to tell us that, because they say stop the wrong thing you are doing and you are telling us that you are going back to the same thing. It's so unfortunate. Imagine. I was like, when I listened to this thing yesterday, the thing was ringing on me. Meaning Nigerian government doesn't have the level, they are nothing. So these people can just get up because of the bond they have bought to them to threaten the government of the day. You look at the suit. Look at them everywhere. You just mop your house just now. In the next 2 minutes, go back. Everywhere is dark black. And people are dying gradually, even at your very territory. Your children, other children are dying, and you are coming out to threaten the government of the day. No. We are. There is no hope. No.
Well, there is hope. The governor and the local government chairman, they are apparently up and about on this particular matter. Yes, the quality index will reduce, but the governor's act will bring back militants, cultism and crisis in the state, because the governor has not provided any work for the youth. That's from Max. Good morning, Jude. For me, the opinion of returning to militants does not make or hold water. Finally, the governor steps up in controlling the illegal oil bunker in River State. It doesn't involve politics. Let him continue. Abdul Ganiyu. Now, you can't be committing a crime because you don't have a job. If you really are remorseful, they would have saved the money to go legit. Instead, they prefer to lavish the money they make from these illegal businesses. The aftermath of the things affecting us and such, we cannot keep quiet. They can't be surviving at the expense of other people's lives. Government should move into action. Illegality is illegality. Ian Acho in Rumodara. Jude, these people are not serious. They have millions from this heinous job, yet they refuse to diversify from this business because of greed. TJ, speaking from Port Harcourt. Good morning, Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt. I don't think that the ban of oil bunkering in the state will not bring back any militancy in the state if the government is ready. Now, that's from Innocent in Ahoda. Good morning, Jude. If the government is ready to end this illegal bunkering, they will do it without noise. The black suit is a bad thing. It's killing us. Therefore, our government should arrest anyone with such business. If only they, the government, will not set a tax force that will encourage it rather than ending it. That's from Lekpoa. Good morning, Jude. Let's try to differentiate between militancy and cultists. 90% of what we had in Port Harcourt then were cultists, not militants. The same people are the ones engaging in artisanal refining, aka Co-Fire, George on Stadium Road. So, because of economic hardship, we should allow armed robbery, kidnapping, assassination to be the order of the day, the same way oil theft, illegal refining is ongoing. Nobody is above the law and can never be. I trust the capacity of the government of the day to deal decisively with these unscrupulous criminal elements and bring them to their knees. Anthony from Orogun. All right, okay. He should pack to a bachelor house, send his children to the community primary school, live within his means. He can't kill others to live his life. If he continues, he will meet his Waterloo. We can't continue to tolerate this nonsense. Enough is enough. Otis in Port Harcourt. I don't understand. You mean the security agencies were all waiting for an order to perform their constitutional duty? There wasn't any arrest of illegal bunkers until Governor Wike made such an order? Why? Fegabo, Clifford. But that's not true, Fegabo. I know the NSCDC last year paraded a few to the public and invited the president. We've got A, B, C, and D. Right, so many messages. Good morning, Jude. The guy said he has 4 children to take care of with illegal refining business. He's talking trash. I think that guy is simply signing his death sentence. He wants to fight the government. No problem. He should go back to militancy. It says, I remain anonymous. Good morning, Jude. Honestly, if I make what this guy is making in 1 month, I bet I'll be 100% okay and we'll be able to create jobs for at least 7 to 10 persons. Likewise, nothing justifies illegality. Interesting. Jude, let those involved in artisanal refinery tell and come and tell Port Harcourt residents how much it is to treat lung cancer, which is one of the worst side effects of coal fire, because I can't understand how they reason. Jude, this is rubbish. Nobody should threaten us with going back to militancy. If they try it, we will all join them and get into the mud themselves. What nonsense talk is that? So we should all die because you want to make money? John is saying, yes, like I did say, it's going to be a feisty morning right here on Hello Port Harcourt. Final caller, 91.3. Hello Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello, good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Awaji coming from London.
Welcome.
I want to continue about the statement of those guys. Do you know that, for my own thinking, it might not be the profile that is the major cause of the suit. Because if you go to every local government in River State, you see gas flame. And this gas flame is here for over 30 years. But if you come to Andam here, you see gas flame, you go to Bonny, almost all the local government. So this gas flame can be major cause of this suit. Do you know that even the government, they are not sincere. They don't want to give us the real cause of the suit. Likewise to the 2020 dead fish.
Oh dear. Okay. All right. Those worries and sentiments were also made. I remember when the initial Stop the Suit campaign was generated. Now, fortunately, I've lived in Port Harcourt for about 20 plus years, and we don't get to see that bright yellow glow that like we used to when I was much younger every night. That was a very clear sense of clear sign of gas flaring. It still comes up, but not as before. Well, the LMR petrol refinery petrochemical is down. The refinery is down, so that doesn't happen anymore. But even when that happened, we didn't get to have soot like this, right? Well, the refining process was better done than what these people are doing. Now, this is not to say that they should continue to flare gas. That's what Nigerian the CSOs for years, even the World Bank and other institutions have been telling the Nigerian government for the past 30 years, stop flaring your gas. There are better ways to use this gas. It will take some seed money, but it will be better in the long term. Now, finally, let me say this finally. Some of you who are listening to us are probably educated enough and you watch a lot of television. Please tell your cousins and your brothers this very, very short story. In Colombia, Pablo Escobar, at one point in time, offered to pay the debt of a whole nation. He offered to pay the debt of a whole nation amounting to about some billions of dollars back then, about 3 something billion. One man came up and said, I will pay this country's debt if you allow me to come back home and you forgive me of all my sins. Well, apparently Pablo Escobar was the world's number one drug dealer back then in the 80s. In quotes, mission to save Colombia. He built schools. He gave people money. He put food on a lot of people's tables. He also ran for election. But the butterfly effect could not be escaped, because the drugs that Pablo Escobar was pushing into America led to the death of several thousands of people. The addiction, the drug problem in the U.S. was heightened because of activities of men such as Pablo Escobar. But then the ripple effect came back to Colombia as other drug barons developed, came across, challenged. They wanted a piece of the pie. They wanted the action that Pablo Escobar was enjoying. Like someone says, illegality does not justify illegality. Kidnapping, murder was the order of the day in Colombia. I'm very sure most Rivers people would not want to walk down that road. My name is Jude. Thank you for listening. Hello, Potaka returns.